Praise the Lord. Good morning. Once again, I'm going to put some music maybe at the end. I wasn't even going to address this today, but the saga continues. The saga continues, brothers and sisters. And I have an appointment with the police on tomorrow. And I have an appointment with the security people at Apple and Google this afternoon. So praise God. Father God, you're just awesome. You're great. I love you. And God, have your way. I know you have a purpose for all of this. I'm not exactly certain what it is, but I know one thing was to save my life. You saved my life, and I'm eternally grateful. And Lord, this morning, I pray for spiritual protection for each person. Spiritual protection. Somebody is trying to change the code so you can't get into the broadcast, okay? But I've been told that they can do a computer forensic on my computer and find out where all this stuff, where it's coming from. And praise God, we'll see what happens. But today, the saga continues. In no way do I want to excuse Jessica. Now, it's a lot of people named Jessica. You know who I'm talking about. And I wanted to find a Bible precedent so I could begin to strategize and see from the Lord's perspective what was happening. So the angel showed up. The angel showed up, and the angel said this. The angel said, the angel said, there's nothing new under the sun. I said, okay. I said, this angel said there's nothing new under the sun, so I got to look for it. So basically, I found it. And the angel had me look at it because it had been on my mind, but I didn't pursue it. I'm going to show you and I'm going to do it a lot from now on. I already have a name for it, and God had already given me that, but I didn't know how it was going to work until after I started deleting all that witchcraft stuff. And you know what? I found some more witchcraft stuff teaching how to defeat it, but guess what? God said, I want to show you how this started, and then I'm going to take you up to where you are right now, and you'll be able to defeat this for the rest of your life in Christ. So you're going to have to read yourself. This is what you need to read. You need to read 2 Samuel 15 through 21. You need to read the chapters of 2 Samuel 15 through 21. Now, I imagine that some people won't be able to get on this morning because they're trying to change the passcodes. But I don't know how they're going to – they have to change them from your end because I have a new – almost everything new. Almost everything new. But anyway, I want to break this down. I want to show you how those demons, see, I can use me better than anybody else. And so the saga continues. Jessica started planning just like Absalom did. And that's the spirit that was manifesting, the spirit of Absalom. Now, in Absalom, in 2 Samuel chapter 2, Second Samuel 15, verses 7. Let me cut a light on. This is so interesting to me. And it's interesting because I'm still alive. And see, like that detective told me, I didn't realize that there were laws to protect senior citizens against crime. Crimes against senior citizens. And you all know I'm a senior citizen. I'm 72 years old. Okay? But in 2 Samuel 15, verse 7, it says, and it came to pass after 40 years that Absalom said unto the king, I pray thee, let me go and pay my vow, which I have vowed unto the Lord in Hebron. For thy servant vowed a vow while I abode. And then he goes on to say, he was talking to David, his daddy. He said, go ahead and go. Now, the reason you have to read this is there's a precedent here for betrayal. And, you know, most of the time we get to an Absalom set at the gate. Well, I was looking at it from that perspective, but I know that it had to be something more than that. Okay, and then in 13, it talks about the concubines. Jessica was deliberately pulling the people toward her, and she was calling them up, telling them to be on the line. I said, don't do that. I said, I never do that because of the fact that if people want God, you shouldn't have to coerce them. You shouldn't have to wake them up to be on the show. But she continued to do that because she was setting up her own platform. Okay? So then it says, in this, in verse 31, it says, and one told David, saying, Ahithophel is among the conspirators with Absalom. And David said, O Lord, I pray thee, turn the counsel of Ahithophel into foolishness. Then, over in, I forgot the number of the pages. Anyway, you study it. It talks about Belial, the man of Satan. And it talks about Abishai. And so another thing is, I don't like to build friendships with people I'm ministering to, because sometimes your friendship with that person or persons can get in the way of what you have to minister to them. So anyway, over in 17, it says, Ahithophel said unto Absalom, let me now choose out 12,000 men, and I will arise and pursue after David. Now, you know David is Absalom's, but Absalom is David's son by one of his concubines. Okay, and the concubine wanted Absalom to have the ability through the laws of Israel to become the king. Okay, so a conspiracy was formed, and there was a conspiracy formed against me and my ministry through Hosea Jessica, and two lady deliverance ministers. Now, Jose and Jessica, in their conspiracy, and obviously these ladies believed that my ministry was made through Omega Man Radio. And the women wanted, the lady deliverance ministers, wanted to be close to Shannon. And they wanted what they thought Shannon had given to me. But brothers and sisters, what I have came directly from God. I was already a minister. A man from England, another minister from England, told Shannon about my ministry. And when Shannon called me, if you go back and listen to that podcast, Incubus and Succubus manifested on Jose in the room. And I had to cut off the first interview, part one, with Shannon. Because that thing in Jose rose up and jammed that interview, because I didn't realize it then. He had a God complex, and he wanted to be God, and he felt it should have been him. So ask yourself this question. Why would two deliverance ministers want to have to take anything from me? They had been on the radio. They had been on Shannon's show. But you know what? They had confidence in my ministry. They had confidence in me. They thought I had something that obviously they did not have, or else they wouldn't have been having to come into no conspiracy with Jose. And that's the ones who cooked up the potion that put in the Jose put in the Coca-Cola for me to drink. Well, they had called me one time and said they wanted to give me some black soap, some black African soap. And I said, don't give me that. No, you'll be wasting your time, because I ain't going to bathe in it. I'm not going to use it. And I'm not going to use any soap from anybody at any time. And I guess they got real offended at that. These same deliverance ministers had given me some money in South Carolina. They sent me, they said, did I need anything? What could they do? So I said, well, you know, right about now, I probably could use a couple $1,000. And they sent it. And then the minister would call me up, but she wanted to talk about the housing program I had. And I told her how I set it up. I told her, and she just grabbed it and ran with it. Okay? The reason I'm doing this, because those of you that are going to be in deliverance, you're going to run into the same thing. Because like the angel told me, there's nothing new under the sun. So I had to go back and I had to dig it up. And then it says, Absalom met the servants of David, his father, rode on a mule. He went under the thick boughs of a great oak, and his head caught hold of the oak, and he was taken up between the heaven and the earth, and the mule that was under him went away. He was hung by his own hair. He was hung by his own hair. Brothers and sisters, when God calls a man or a woman, you have to study. But Jessica began to want to usurp my whole personality. I listened to her pray. She sound like me. But I said, well, she just learning, and surely she gonna develop her own ministry. And every time Jessica called on me for help, I was there. These other ladies, I really didn't give them much thought, but I knew they lived somewhere here in Georgia, okay? And so I never even equated them with Jose. I never equated Jessica, and I know I would talk about it from time to time, because a lot of people call me up pretending they want to be delivered, but they just want to know if you got something I don't have or if you do something I don't do. Listen, everything you need to be effective in ministry comes from Jesus. Everything you need to be productive in ministry comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. You got to have a clean heart, though. You got to have right ambition. It's no way that you're going to have a ministry and then run and find out what I did and then run and do that to somebody and you don't know the underlying, the backstory, the details. These spirits will tear you up. Not only will they tear you up, they'll tear your children up and your children's children and your children's children's children. And this is what happened with King David here. Now, the backstory. Brothers and sisters, I'm not even going to try to begin to tell you all the things that this ministry did for Jessica. Now, what the police are concerned about is the fact that Jose tried to poison me. That, they told me, is a crime, and it is attempted murder. And if it's a conspiracy in it, everybody involved gonna be charged. It goes way deeper than them just making playlists off my work and trying to monetize it. That's what Jessica was doing. She was trying to monetize and set a ministry up. And she ain't had no work. She ain't had no fruit. And Jose told her she could do it because Jose thinks he knows me that well. I remember Jessica saying to me, she said, I know you. And I know, in a conversation, I know you and I know what you're doing. And I'm thinking to myself, you don't know me. You don't know me. Jose lived right here. He doesn't know me because I don't become familiar with people. Why? Because I know the nature of Satan. I know what demons and devils do. I've been studying them for 32 years. I've been studying how they work. Now, the backstory is Jessica had the spirit of her grandmother in her. That's her story. She'll have to tell you the type of witch her grandmother was. And this is, I can say this, and I can back up everything I say and prove it. Jose know where he come from. He knows he has an unloving spirit. And then he's a prolific liar. And they can't help it. If you have that many demons, you don't know what the truth is. Jessica is a prolific liar. They live in a delusional fantasy world. But I know Jesus can deliver them from that. All the time, they are hacking into my computers. They jam. And I thought, every time I go on Shannon's show, my computers just go to, they get worse and worse. And what they wanted me to say, I did say, I'm not going on there anymore. Because then they thought, okay, the door would be open for me. Brothers and sisters, it is God that opens doors. So what spirits are we dealing with here? We're dealing with spirits of betrayal. We're dealing with spirits of murder. I mean, real murder, felony type murder. It didn't kill me because the second dose, and then the angel said, now, remember when you drank the first dose? You didn't drink it, but you drank one drink out of it. And the Holy Spirit told you to put it down. Don't drink it. Just like the Holy Spirit told you, back up off of Jose. Don't enter into agreement with him on nothing. Back up off of Jessica. Stand back and watch. Don't come into agreement with her on nothing. The Holy Spirit say, don't even let her in your house. And I'm thinking, why? Is it that bad? And brothers and sisters, when I called Jessica on the phone that day to ask her, that witchcraft almost knocked me out. I said, I got to go. I said, I can't talk to you right now. I said, it's some witchcraft on you that's so bad. I got to go back. I'll call you. I got to hang up, and I got to pray this off of myself. And that's when God started opening it all up. I hung up with Jessica, and then I called back, and the Holy Spirit let me hear the people talking to her in the background. Oh, she said, Shannon, she said, Sheila, oh, get that. And I'm thinking, who are these people in the background talking? I said, wow, to myself, I'm still in doubt and unbelief. The reason I told Jose to get out of here, this is it. Jose set up I have everything on the altar. I put it on the altar. Jose said to me, he said, I heard a voice tell me in my head that you wouldn't be where you are in this ministry today if it wasn't for me. And the Holy Spirit said, that's Satan. Get him out. That was the final thing. Satan had the nerve to stand in my face and tell me that he helped make my ministry. Satan was talking through Jose. I said, you got to go. Me and Satan can't live nowhere. Mm-mm, this is it. The line has been drawn. And that's when after he got out of here, he had been sneaking out. We had been watching him. He had been sneaking out, talking on the phone to people at 4 in the morning and at night and in the daytime. We looking at him. Me and my husband, we just looking at him. And I'm saying, God, what is this? He said, just hold your peace and watch. But step up your prayer life. So I told Brother Joe, I said, we got to pray more. Let me tell you something. And that's when God told me these words. Spiritual protection. You have spiritual protection, Erica. Do not worry. And God began to unwind this thing. Not only did he begin to unwind it for me, but he began to show me, because I stay so busy. It takes me hours to put one of these messages together. I have to stay in my Bible. I made a choice that I was going to serve God and him alone. And sometimes it flat out got scary. It got scary when people start trying to kill me over a gift that comes from God. People tried to steal my identity instead of doing what it takes to build them an identity, doing what it takes. And you know what? I never, ever tried to glean off of or usurp somebody else's identity or their gifts either. I'm confident in my gifts. I'm confident in my giftings. I'm confident in my calling. I'm confident. You know why? Because I'm confident of Christ in me. I have no confidence in my flesh. And that's why I teach you all. I teach you and I try to drum it in you. The difference between the soul, the spirit, and the flesh. The flesh is the soul, except that the flesh goes a few steps further than the soul, because the flesh has to carry the soul and the flesh has to carry the anointing. So do you think God and the anointing and the devil gonna work together on anything? Uh-uh. That person is working through a carnal nature. And so many people are. That's why you don't see as many signs and miracles and wonders, because people trying to operate off of what they saw somebody else operate through. People trying to operate off of really a counterfeit gifting. Because if it's not your gifting, if it didn't come from God to you, then it is counterfeit. And then when they have the unmitigated gall to think that they can steal your anointing. Jose broke in this place. He didn't have to break in literally because he had a key and he knew the code to the alarm. But what I'm so disgusted about is he brought people in here and they rifled through my stuff. And Jessica knew about it. You see, I have been loyal in my relationship with her. I prayed for her parents, her sisters, her brothers, her grandchildren. And all the while, but let me tell you the biblical precedent for it. You see, Absalom had a mama. Yep. Absalom had a mama, and Absalom's mama was one of David's concubines. Okay? Now, Absalom's mama had a daughter too. She only had two children. And Absalom's mama was noted for her beauty. As a matter of fact, she was a former princess of another tribe. So her son Absalom was noted for his good lookingness, handsomeness, and her daughter Tamar was noted for her beauty. Now, you all know King David was noted for his whole stature, right? So Tamar was raped by her half-brother. So Absalom's murdered Amnon, and then he fled to his maternal grandfather's kingdom. Both of King David's concubine children were defiled. So by the children being defiled, Absalom and Tamar's mama was disgraced. But Absalom and Tamar's mother was the only woman in his concubine that came from royalty, right? So Absalom returned to Jerusalem and undermined David whenever he could. You see, Solomon was born to King David's favorite wife, Bathsheba. And Absalom formed a conspiracy and led a revolt against David. Absalom ignored advice that was given to him by Ahithophel, which was David's former advisor and Bathsheba's grandfather. What I read to you, that Absalom was defeated and killed. So David's concubine wife disappeared from the story. You see, Absalom's mother was a real princess, but she lived in a harem, and she produced those beautiful kids for David. So the question now becomes, who's going to become king after David. Now remember, Tamar was raped after she caught the attention of her half-brother. She, Tamar, developed an obsession with what? She was disgraced. She was disgraced. But her half-brother was so bewitched by her that he couldn't. His physical health began to break down. He was so bewitched by Tamar. I haven't had the time yet to put this in the order. King David did nothing about the rape. Nobody could understand why David didn't take action against the rapist. Absalom murders Amnon, and he leaves and goes into isolation, hiding. Now, you got to remember, David himself had undermined King Saul. Now, he was being undermined in turn by his own devious son. The Lord kept telling me, somebody going to try to use an insurance scam against you. Be ready. I said, okay. I mentioned that I had insurance. The Holy Spirit say, they're going to try an insurance scam against you. Be ready. I said, okay. You see, David had undermined King Saul, and now he was being undermined by his own devious son. Because you see, Absalom rebelled against his dad. And the Bible says Absalom criticized David's ability to act as a judge. Now, all the time, Absalom and Tamar's mama was watching this. They was watching this. She couldn't. All she could do was watch this unfold. Brothers and sisters, I never go to the internet looking. I had stuff on there, but the stuff I had on there was to show people how to overcome and that they could go on there and get delivered. I never set up a playlist. And the reason I didn't, because when I first put it up, and understand something, Jose did not do this. He did the work after I told him. I would tell Jose what to do, and I would say, because God would tell me what to do, and I would tell him what to do, and this is how the little bit he learned, because he didn't learn much because he sleep all the time. And I didn't like that either. He sleeps all the time because I don't like people who sleep all the time. But I kept thinking, this is going to help this man get delivered. Then I had to fight the Africans that was coming in, changing my phone numbers and stealing, because I'm telling you, this is all about mammon. I studied and prayed against mammon for 2 years, and God told me the spirit of mammon is the spirit of the world. So you know what? I consider this, everything I'm going through, me learning the spirit of the world and how the spirit of the world operates. And guess what? Oh, I'm going to pay the spirit of the world back. I got a plan to win more souls, deliver more people than you can imagine. And I'm still trying to be fair to Jessica. I knew it was a couple of people. I called them up. I said, look, Jessica got her own website. Now, I wasn't upset about the website. I was upset about the fact that it had all her name and all my work. That's like pimping. Jessica was trying to pimp me, and I didn't like it. So then when the conspirators came together, now you got to understand too, can't nobody put no demons on you if it ain't already there, or if it isn't some kind of kindred spirit there, or if something in your heart isn't there. It was in her heart. It was in her heart. It was in Jose's heart. It was in those deliverance ministers' heart. So what did Satan do? He brought them all together. Now, they thought, because I was a senior citizen, I'm old anyway, well, they thought maybe it was time for me to die. And remember this, Jose's sick. He's sick in his mind. He take rat poison as a blood thinner every day. And I knew that you could not be taking that rat poison and it not affect you on the inside. So I'm looking at all these demons, and then I'm looking at him sitting up trying to transfer and bring me under subjection to mind control. I'm watching it. Jose trying to bring me under subjection to mind control. Jessica trying to bring me under subjection to bewitchment. Am I saying she was practicing witchcraft? I'm saying it was culturally and genetically in her from generational spirits. And I'm here. If they want to talk, let's talk about it. You do not want to try to kill your deliverance minister. You do not want to harm the deliverance minister, the person who knows you from the inside to the outside. You see, brothers and sisters, I'm not a joke. I wasn't a joke when I volunteered to go to Vietnam as a woman. I'm not a joke when I worked in the whiskey business as a woman. I'm not a joke when I worked in the beer business as a woman. I'm not a joke when God called me as a pioneer in the deliverance business. And I'll probably not be a joke when this thing goes to court. And I know I'm not a joke to God, because he sent that angel this morning to give me the fact that there's nothing new under the sun, and to show me how Absalom conspired against King David. And you know, that spirit had been unloosed, because this was the time frame when David numbered Israel at the same time. It was during this time frame. It was during this time frame that there was a dispute in Jerusalem, and the ownership of land changed from the everyday common man to the elitist. That's when this stuff started. So, like that angel told me, there's nothing new under the sun. There's going to be conspiracies formed against you, just like there are conspiracies formed against me. You're going to trust people, and they're going to try to kill you. But you know what? The Bible says no man can kill where God is blessed. No man can kill what God has blessed. That's the truth. And somebody said to me yesterday, they said, it's time out. It's time out for people doing things and not having to pay the consequences. It's time out for people trying to kill people and commit conspiracies to ruin their life because they want what you have. So what spirits will come against me? And let me tell you something. I'm the leader of this ministry. They don't give a hoot about you either. Because if I'm your teacher, they don't want you to have it. They're selfish, self-serving individuals. They're manipulators attempting to dominate and control. You know the formula. You know the formula. No, I don't like it. And I ain't gonna sit up here and lie to you and pretend like I like it. And I'm not over it yet. Every time I try to get close to being over it, something else is thrown up in my face from them. And that officer I talked to, he said, it's not going to stop until you do something that they know you mean business. I pray, well, I know I can't talk about it for seven more days to 2 weeks. There's an investigation going on. But I'm telling you what God loves. But you see, I took this to God first. And I said, God, judge me. Judge me. If I've done something, let me straighten this out. If I've done something, and you know what, brothers and sisters? This is the part that's really not understandable. I was going to teach Jessica all I knew. Just like I'm endeavoring to teach all of you all I know so you can be good at this. Not just mediocre. Because I'm not a mediocre person. I'm a very radical individual. I'm a very serious individual. And I've been this way all my life. One time I was about 17 years old, 16. Let me see, how old was I when I graduated from high school? 15 and a half. And these people wrote my mother a letter. And they wanted me to join this group called Mensa. I don't know if you all know what Mensa is. Mensa is supposed to be, well, it is. I'm not taking anything from it. But it's an organization, and you have to have an IQ at that time. You only had to have an IQ above 130. And my mother said no. My mother said no. And my mother said, they only want you because your IQ says you is high. And it says you're smart. She said, but it's going to take you more than being smart to make it in this world. She said, you're going to have to be smart and wise, and you won't get it being with a group of people who think that they're the most elite, smartest people in the whole world. She told them no. And they kept trying to get me to join but I was a minor, and I couldn't join without my mother's permission. You see, my father had already been killed in Vietnam. My mother said, I want you to be intelligent and wise. My mother's gone home to be with Jesus now. But those were the greatest words she ever gave me in my whole life. I want you to be intelligent and wise. Brothers and sisters, my mother said, wisdom comes from God. And being intelligent without wisdom will make you a fool. See you tomorrow. A fool. Being intelligent without wisdom will make you a fool. That's what my mama said.
an age-old mystery. Then taking a second look, I discovered a strikingly clear consistency.
You know they tried to pray up and send an incubus and succubus here. I ran that demon out of here so fast it wasn't even funny. How ridiculous. Sisters, all 3,000 of those podcasts, I wrote them. All, I added them up. I got about 3,000 booklets. I wrote them. Jose ain't contributed one word. He got y'all tricked. He ain't helped me write, not one word. The only thing he ever did was that Matrix thing he put, and then he was at the where he worked as a scientist, and he disguised his voice so they wouldn't know who he was. I don't disguise my voice. It's here. This is who I am. And as far as mind control, they use that stuff in the army. But Jose got his from the Satanists. And you see, when the unclean spirit goes out of a man or a woman, it goes into dry places seeking rest. It comes back to see if that house is full of the Holy Ghost. If you got sin in that house, if there's darkness in that house, are you saying you so much better than anybody else, Erica? Uh-uh, but I probably pray more than you do. I probably on my knees more than you do. Because see, if I didn't pray, I wouldn't be here alive today. Them demons would have overtaken somebody that wasn't what? Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. They would have overtaken me if I was a counterfeit and a phony. They would have overtaken me. But you know what? They believe in me more than they believe in themselves. You know why? Because all of them have received and tasted of the goodness of God through this ministry. But what happened? While men slept, the enemy came in and planted seeds. If you've been on this ministry for any length of time, I apologize to you. God didn't let me see until it was over. But if you call me on the phone, I will take you through a very swift, deep deliverance. Any influence of witchcraft from Jose, Jessica, those quote deliverance ministers that was laying in the cut trying to make a fool out of everybody. But you see, God says the last shall be first. And the first, well, you know the story. You know the scripture. Brothers and sisters, you cannot hear me steal the glory of God. And it is insane. You done lost your mind to think God going to walk with you in some stolen glory. Now, that doesn't even make sense. To think God going to walk with you in some stolen, hijacked anointing. It doesn't make sense. And obviously, because I buy so many books and read so many books, Jose came against that. And he done told people, I got it out the book. Yes, I did. I got everything I know, everything I am, everything I have. I got it out the book. The B-I-B-L-E, the book. And it's right there for you can have it too. Study the book. Believe in the word. Go cast out demons yourself from 1,000 people and put up your own playlist. Then you don't have to try to steal and hijack nobody else.
You know.
I'm through with this because the detective said I can't talk about it anymore after today to the public. But you got what you need. You got what you need. If you don't understand something, you can call me on the phone. I'll explain it to you. But I guess I'm going to leave you with this. I learned through this ordeal that there is something called spiritual protection. And God doesn't spiritually protect the devil, demons, Lucifer, or Satan. He can't. And the Bible says that Satan takes you captive according to his will. According to his will. Thank you, Wes. You're right about that. Be God-inspired, not copied-inspired. Brothers and sisters, somebody else in the chat room said, they quoted that whole scripture. So the last shall be first, and the first last. For many are called, but few chosen. I'm going to share something with you. I'm called and chosen. I've been appointed for this work and anointed for this work. And you know if you have also. You don't have to copy nothing. The only thing you have to copy, if anything, is the word of God. Same way I had to go to God. I had to go to God to show me, what is this? What's happening? And that angel said, I will never forget it. There's nothing new under the sun. See you tomorrow.